1420 KPEL Lafayette.
The rumors are true.
People keep asking if I'm back, and I haven't really had an answer. But now, yeah, I'm thinking I'm back.
Dave Schultz and Sports Chat are back.
I'm back, baby! I'm back!
One change, though.
I'm sorry, that deal's now off the table.
What?
We live in a different world than we did just 30 seconds ago.
Instead of waking you up, he's taking you home from work.
Hey, Dad, you want to have a catch?
I'd like that.
Talking Cajuns, Tigers, Saints, all of it.
I am the father.
Buckle up, Acadiana.
I feel the need for speed.
Ow! It's time for Sports Chat with Dave Schultz on 103.3 The GOAT.
Dave Schultz, Lennon Burton, hour number two of a Tuesday afternoon sports chat. Jake Crane, Crane and Company coming up at 4:30. We'll talk more college football. And he was out in Vegas to see power slapping. Although, you know, we should get a power slapping competition between him, his brother, and Dave Cohn, his co-hosts on Crane and Company. And we got Seth Everett coming up on at 5. We will talk a little winning time today. Jeff Perlman's coming on tomorrow. It's his book, Showtime. We're two episodes in. And basically, Magic's hurt. Magic got hurt, right? You saw that.
Yeah, episode one.
So Magic got hurt. And he's trying. And they got eliminated in the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
First time a defending champion got eliminated in round one.
Norm Nixon is mad.
Spoiler alert. All right. Spoiler alert. All right. Let's talk about your top 100 college football players. I'm actually impressed.
This is the ESPN staff.
ESPN.com. Mm-hmm. I'm actually impressed because as far as I'm concerned, the best college football player is Brock Bowers.
Okay.
All right. He's number two.
Yeah. Number two on the list.
I think he is the biggest mismatch in football.
Look, I think it's fair because Caleb is...
He's a great quarterback.
One of the best quarterbacks we've seen in forever.
I don't know about that. What do you mean?
One of the best prospects we've seen in a while. They called him the top prospect since Andrew Luck.
We're just forgetting Joe Burrow?
Well.
We're just forgetting Bryce Young?
I think people are saying that in terms of age, what he brings, what he can do. Like, Bryce is great. Joe is great. But in terms of what this guy can do is Patrick Mahomes-esque. This guy's insane.
Right. It's like the next Jordan. Stop.
We'll see.
Stop. All right. I don't want to take anything away from Caleb Williams, but slow the roll.
Dude's incredible.
Also, by the way, how good was Andrew Luck in the end?
Well, yeah, that's fair. And look, but when Andrew Luck was on fire, he was on fire.
Doing what? What did he do?
He didn't win nothing. You're right.
Won nothing.
You're right.
Nothing. I think Brock Bowers is the biggest mismatch in college football. It would be amazing if he went second. I can't imagine someone...
Oh, you think he can make a Heisman race? You think he could?
Yeah, we'll see.
Because you know they don't like to do back-to-backs. Caleb has to be incredible for them to do the back-to-back.
Right.
To a certain extent.
He certainly could be incredible.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
That's what I'm saying. Brock has a good shot to win.
Yeah. Although there's no Jordan Addison this year.
True. True.
So he's got to find other receivers, which I'm sure they have.
Now, number three, I mean, this guy arguably is the best college football player this year.
Marvin Harrison Jr.
Yeah.
So here's the difference, right? Caleb's looking for more receivers.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be honest with you. Can you name the Ohio State quarterback?
No.
Me neither.
Cannot.
No.
But I can tell you who's good. I can tell you about Marvin Harrison Jr.
Right.
That guy, they say he's better than his dad. Like,
easy.
I'm just saying.
Easy. Syracuse guy. Although a little shady in there as well, right? Hall of Famer. Different than his dad, right?
Very different.
Is he bigger? How big? Because Marvin Harrison... Was that like a...
Let's see.
Well, click his name.
Okay.
Yeah, there you go. Marvin Harrison was like a 6-foot wide receiver. Yeah.
6'4".
Harrison Jr. Yeah. 6'4". So a little bit different.
Like, right. And they say he's fast. Like,
right.
This kid's insane. Right.
Yes.
Vertical. They say he could dunk the ball with ease.
He's more Randy Moss,
I didn't want to say that.
Than he is
you're absolutely
his dad.
Right. Yep.
All right. Marvin Harrison was... undersized? Was he even 6 foot?
Would you say he's a possession receiver?
I don't know if he was a possession receiver. Okay. He's one of the all-time. No, I don't know, possession receiver.
Just in the sense of he wasn't as explosive as, let's say, Randy Moss or T.O.
Or who?
Or T.O. T.O.'s explosive.
I don't know about that.
You don't think T.O. was explosive?
I think T.O. was big, and I think he was catching passes over the middle. I mean, Randy Moss was going deep. Yeah. I think Marvin Harrison was really good.
No, all for right? sure.
I don't think
for
he's...
sure. And that's,
I mean,
no disrespect,
Peyton Manning was hitting him over the top.
Facts.
Plenty of times.
But they say they say MHJ is a mixture of T.O. and Randy Moss. Like, they say he's incredible.
So if you're a combination of that, see, Randy Moss is your over-the-top guy.
T.O.
is your possession guy.
Okay.
Harold Perkins is 4.
I like him.
LSU. I am a little concerned moving inside, so we'll see.
We got to see on that one. But I do like him being there.
And we're going to see right away.
Yeah, we will.
Because he's going up against Florida State and Jordan Travis.
Number 8, baby. All right.
Drake May is number 5.
You remember when I asked you, should Jaden Daniels be number 2 in Heisman? And I forget whose article we were looking at. Oh, the Futures. Behind Caleb Williams.
We'll look right now.
And I was like, Drake May should probably be 2nd.
Well, Dane Brugler has Caleb Williams and Drake May 1A and 1B.
Yep.
He does not have,
Jane Daniels now,
heading into the season, either one. You go either one, as of right now.
And then Michael Penix is 6. That's why I asked about him, too.
One season, though, right?
Yeah.
I mean, we saw him a little bit. Did he almost beat Ohio State a couple years ago?
Huh?
Is that what happened?
I'm not sure. Let me look that up.
At Indiana? Who did Indiana beat a couple of years ago? That's where Penix kind of showed out.
Let's see.
So you got to do the 2001 season? 2021 season?
Yeah, let me pull up his stats.
Don't pull out his stats. They just pull out the schedule.
I'm pulling up the when you do per reference, you can get to the
2021.
Season. 2021, Indiana?
Yeah.
Okay, let's see.
Because I think they beat somebody, and that's where he...
Let's see.
Maybe it was even 20.
They beat...
Nobody in
21. No, they didn't beat anybody in 21. Jeez.
So they went 2. Did they beat somebody?
Which in 20?
Maybe it was 20. Maybe it was the COVID year.
COVID year? Let's see.
Because I think, maybe it was even earlier than that. Can it be really earlier?
Okay, so in 20, they beat Wisconsin.
Maybe that was it.
Maryland. They lost to Ohio State, but it was 42-35. It was close.
Yeah.
It was real close. And then they beat Michigan that year.
So they beat,
and Penn State and Rutgers.
So that's the COVID year. They beat Penn State in overtime. It was like at the goal line going for 2 or something like that.
And they beat Rutgers, and then they beat Michigan.
They blanked Michigan State 24-0. They lost to Ohio State by 7. That's the COVID year.
Yeah.
That's when he was.
When he probably balled
and
out.
And they beat Wisconsin, right?
Yeah, and they beat Michigan, who was 23 ranked, 38-21. They went on a run of Indiana, Rutgers, Michigan
so that
State.
So that was his year.
Yep. All right.
And the stats aren't going to. You're not going to be able to tell his stats because he only played in a handful of games. All right. Let me get the FanDuel numbers. All right. Who we got? You got Penix.
Penix at 6.
Blake Corum, the running back for Michigan.
At 7. And then Jordan Travis at 8.
Yeah.
And then we another Florida State guy with Jared Verse, their defensive lineman at 9.
Okay.
I think that's a little high.
I don't know him, but okay.
And then Mikel Williams, the defensive end edge rusher for Georgia.
I don't know him either. Did you see Jalen Carter's first play?
No. What did he do? He got sacked?
No. Yeah. Yeah.
Nice.
Whoever they were playing.
Who were
the Eagles playing?
Let's see.
Whoever the Eagles were playing, he blew up the guard and grabbed the quarterback.
The Ravens.
Yeah.
Very nice. Okay. Then you got Joe Alt for Notre Dame at 11.
No idea, but there's always Notre Dame's always got
all his offensive linemen. And then Kool-Aid McKinstry at 12. Is that low
really
for
good.
Him?
Is that what?
Is that too low for him? Because he's pretty good.
That's the best corner. He's the best corner in the country.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I mean, he should be over Jordan Travis, right?
I mean, I don't know about that.
Okay. And then the second best wide receiver in the country at Ohio State, Emeka Ugugba. I think that's his name. Ugugba?
There you go.
Oh, yeah, I forgot the K.
There's a K. You forgot the K.
Ugugba.
Yeah.
My bad. And then Bo Nix at 14. And then Jaden Daniels sliding
high.
In at 15.
That's high.
Over Jaden, yeah.
Bo Nix.
People like him. Look, you said he was, at one point during the summer, our conversations, he was number 2 for Heisman Futures.
He was.
I remember when we talked about that.
I mean, that is amazing when you think about it, where his career has been, right? So that's when I got, 2019 is when I was in Mobile, all right? And it was a big deal. It was actually between him and Malik Willis is what the race was, and maybe somebody else. But they think they put Bo Nix, people thought they put Bo Nix in too soon.
Okay.
Because he was a straight freshman, and the thing is, he ended up winning the ball game against Oregon. If you want to know why, now he did lead them on a last minute drive and scored a touchdown, and that led to playing Bo Nix more often. And I guess that was still Gus Malzahn, right? That was still Gus Malzahn because he had it through COVID. But Justin Herbert got hurt on a third down play, so they brought up the backup quarterback in to do the fourth down play, and that didn't work. So it got a little bit of a break that Herbert had to come off the field.
Okay.
All right, so right now, Jaden Daniels is second in the Heisman.
Okay, so still second.
Caleb Williams is plus 500, Jaden Daniels plus 1,000. Jordan Travis is right behind him, plus 1,200, along with Quinn Ewers, Klubnik, from Clemson, 1,400. Michael Penix, 1,600. Bo Nix right after that at plus 1,800. That's a lot.
Yeah, that is a lot. Yeah. Then at 16, we have Olu Fashanu from Penn State. And then Donovan Edwards, the other running back from Michigan, at 17. 18, Raheem Sanders, the running back from Arkansas.
Let me get this straight. Two of the
Michigan
top
bags.
20.
Yep.
Michigan running backs, and not yet a Michigan offensive lineman.
Or quarterback. Well, here's the Michigan offensive lineman.
Oh, there you go, right, Zach Sanders. All right, Zach, so hold on. Go back to Arkansas. So that's Rocket Sanders.
Oh, that's his name's not Raheem?
Well, it is.
Oh, Rock, okay.
That's
AKA
his name,
Rocket
Sanders.
Rocket. Okay. And then we got at number 20, Rome Odunizuna.
Don't know him. Wide receiver, Washington.
Yep.
All right. Don't know that. All right.
21, we got Jeremiah Trotter.
I know him. All right.
22, we got Quinshon Judkins, the running back from Ole Miss.
Is that the top running back in the SEC?
Yeah, I would say
Scroll back up. Scroll back up, right?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. Oh no, Raheem.
Rocket Sanders.
Rocket Sanders, yeah.
All right, go back up. Keep going.
I don't think there's anybody else.
No. And he's the second best running back in. Oh no, you got Blake Corum. All right.
Yeah. So yeah, second best running back in the SEC.
Yeah. All right.
And then
keep going.
Let's see. 23, Cameron Rising.
Now he's hurt.
Oh, okay.
And they're playing Florida.
Okay.
So we'll see how that goes.
Oh, so you think he'll be ready for week one?
We don't know that.
Okay. Interesting. If he's not, that's a big get for Billy. Oh, that would
be
big for Billy.
It would be a huge win for Napier. Yeah, that would be a huge win.
Oh, man. Like, because they were talking about them losing that game big time. But okay.
Many people think that's going to happen, yeah.
24 is Georgia's linebacker, Jamon Dumas Johnson.
All right.
And then 25, Sam Hartman, quarterback from Notre Dame.
All right, he was the Wake quarterback.
Okay,
so that's why Tyler Buckner transferred out and Hartman went to Notre Dame. I'm not sure if that's a great move for him, but we'll see.
26 is Will Shipley, running back from Clemson.
He's good. Yeah, he's good. He's got to stop the fumble.
He fumbles a lot.
Fumbles a little bit too much, yeah.
Cooper Beebe, 27.
Okay. All right.
28, Dallas Turner, linebacker from Alabama. That's the second defensive and second player from Alabama in the top 30.
Right.
29, Nicholas Singleton.
Don't know him.
30, KJ Jefferson, Arkansas quarterback.
All right.
I like it.
So that's pretty good. I'm not, again, some of those players I'm not aware of. Obviously, we know them. I'm impressed that Brock Bowers is too, to be honest with you.
I mean, look, that guy is incredible, man.
I think he is. I think he is the biggest mismatch in college football.
I'm with you. That guy's really good. Really, really good.
For him to be up that high is really impressive. All right, let's take a timeout. Let's talk a little winning time.
Okay.
All right. We're two episodes in. Jeff Perlman going to join us tomorrow. This is all based on his book, Showtime. So the third episode is probably going to be about, Magic tells Jerry Buss.
Okay.
Either the coach or me.
So we're getting rid of, what's his name? I was thinking the actor, but yeah, Paul Westphal.
The guy from
Jason Segel. Finally, let's just get to Pat Riley. I've been waiting for it forever.
Yes, that's the transformation. Back after this, Dave Schultz. In fact, that's what we'll talk about, how lucky Pat Riley is. Back after this, Dave Schultz, Lyndon Burton, 103.3 The GOAT.
What we butt in with a little common sense. Fresh. 103.3 The GOAT, the greatest sports talk of all time.
Martini's 2023 Lafayette's Absolute Best Martini Competition and Teeny Tour to benefit Healing House, Hope for Grieving Children is in full swing. This year, enjoy signature martinis at 8 local restaurants through August 15th. Enjoy a different restaurant's martini for $2 with the purchase of any entree of their featured Teeny Tuesday. Participating restaurants include Bonton Grill, Bonefish Grill, Fizzo's, Mercy Kitchen, Chops Mid-City Smokehouse, Tsunami, Vestal, and Walk-Ons. Purchase martinis a la maison package and receive two hand-painted martini glasses, a signed print by this year's glass artist, Candace Greer, and access to exciting online silent auction items. Visit healing-house.org for more information. Join us this Tuesday at Vestal to try their absolute birds of a feather martini. Martini's 2023, presented by Town Square Media, Moss Motors, Bourbon Royalty Candle Company, Advanced Piping, Linear Controls, Leading Home Care, and DeLome Funeral Home.
Tired of trying to put your staffing puzzle together?
We call Lawton. They recruit, screen, and interview people, so they're right for the job.
We've got the right person to fit your needs. Lawton Staffing Services, 269-0500.
A Rottweiler named Whiskey, with hours to live, brought back to full health. A terrier named Snoopy, paralyzed in all four legs, who ran and played again within months. These dogs are known as Marty's Miracles. Dogs brought back to health by Dr. Marty Goldstein.
I've helped countless dogs thrive with one simple concept. Your dog needs a high meat diet, similar to what their ancestors ate in the wild.
Called the Miracle Worker by Forbes magazine, he's now created a premium dog food for you called Nature's Blend. It's the easiest way to support your dog's easy digestion, nourished skin, playful energy, and most importantly, their healthy, full life. For a limited time, save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get free premium dog treats. Go to drmartypets.com/deal or text DEAL to 511-511. Text DEAL to 511-511.
I am so confident your dog will love it. Your order is backed with a 90-day guarantee.
All pets are unique. Your pet's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Connie Britton, and I want to share with you the experience of Donna in Washington. She writes, I got injured about 5 years ago. I was let go when, because of the injury, I couldn't keep up with my schedule. I've tried to find other work, but I'm 68 now. No one wants to hire someone that old. This week is tough, though, because I had to get my tooth fixed. So I only have $10 in my checking account. But it will be okay. I at least have food because of this pantry. Millions of people face hunger. Some every day, just like Donna. The Feeding America network of food banks helps provide over 6 billion meals to people in need each year. Learn more at feedingamerica.org. Feeding America, 200 food banks strong.
Victor deployed for the first time to Afghanistan in 2003. At 4 in the morning, my phone rang. They said, I regret to inform you that your husband was wounded in action. Victor sustained a moderate traumatic brain injury. I was doing school full-time, and I was also then caring for Victor. One of the most important elements of caregiving is taking care of yourself. I just didn't want to forget that I also had goals and that I also had a life. What I did is I challenged Victor to meet me halfway. There are almost 6 million military and veteran caregivers across the nation. We have our own journey, and we can fulfill that journey at the same time that we are helping our loved one.
Visit aarp.org/caregiving for a free military veteran's guide to navigate your caregiving journey and better care for your loved one and yourself. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Don't let someone get your goat. There's plenty to go around for everyone. 103.3 The GOAT, the greatest sports talk of all time.
All right, Dave Schultz. Lyndon Burton on a Tuesday afternoon sports chat, 103.3 The GOAT. Tomorrow at 5 p.m., Jeff Pearlman will join us.
So excited.
Has already booked out about Bo Jackson.
Yeah, and we do. All one right. of our listeners did ask us to ask about the Bo Jackson book.
The Winning Time show is based on his book Showtime.
And he has the Kobe and Shaq book.
And you know what else he's working on now?
Hmm.
Tupac.
Oh, wow. Oh, that's going to be turned into a show for sure.
I'm sure it will.
Even though I will say I'm sick. I'm so sick of Biggie and Tupac TV shows and movies. Oh. Like, there's been too many about, like, their death and leading, like,
right.
Oh, man, I hope whatever he's working on is different than something we've seen already.
I mean, the last is not, but, you know.
But hopefully we get, what I really want from Pearlman is the continuation of Winning Time into the three-ring circus of Kobe, right. Shaq, and Phil.
So it just occurred to me how lucky Pat Riley got.
Oh, yeah.
Because Pat Riley was a pretty good college basketball player.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Average at best.
Average NBA player.
Maybe even below it.
Below it, yeah.
Okay.
He was going to be the commentator.
He was the commentator.
Like, yeah, and he was about to lose that job.
He was the commentator. He was doing nothing. Like, his wife was the real estate agent, and he was kind of a lost soul, not mm-hmm. really knowing what to do.
And his wife was like, bro, you got to go get a new job if this isn't working out.
Yeah. Like, and I think he got a couple of gigs and it wasn't working out. And all of a sudden,
time to leave basketball.
Chick Hearn suggested he puts together a tape and he gets the basketball gig analyst. The thing is, though, he said some, like, he overstepped his bounds with Chick or something.
Mm-hmm.
So Chick didn't like him.
It was getting him out of the booth.
And okay, so there's two. It's Paul Westfall, right?
Yes.
Oh, no. It's what Westhead.
What? Okay.
I get these two guys mixed up. Paul Westfall was the Phoenix player.
Yes, and Westhead was the coach.
Westhead was the Lakers coach, mm-hmm. okay, that we probably know, me being my age.
That went to bat for Pat Riley.
But Loyola Marymount. That's yes. where we know. Hank Gathers, Bo Kimball.
Oh, yeah, I remember that. That's 30 for 30.
So if you get to the second episode, or maybe it was even the first, the system Westhead, gotcha. The system that he had for the Lakers, and what was that?
Loyola Marymount.
We're just shooting the ball.
Gotcha. All right? With Bo Kimball. Dude was a baller.
Yeah, and so was Hank Gathers, the late, great Hank Gathers, peace. Right? So, you know, and they put up like 154 points mm-hmm. on like Michigan in the NCAA tournament. So the system worked to a point, right? You got yep. a little bit of defense.
But it
along,
didn't
right?
work with Magic.
Right? It wasn't working with Magic.
Yep.
Okay? And Pat Riley, first of all, because the head coach...
Jack McKinney.
So Jack McKinney is in a bike accident, yep. right? And he had Paul Westfall as an assistant. McKinney couldn't come back. Paul Westhead,
mm-hmm.
sorry, he becomes the head coach and he asks Pat Riley
to be his assistant. After Riley kind of snaked his way in there and being like, yo, Westhead, tell McKinney, just stop, don't come back.
Is that what happened?
I mean, that's what the TV show in season 1 said. Okay. I don't know if that's real life, you know.
Well, I don't think he could come back because he was not healthy.
Oh, okay.
He wasn't healthy.
Well, yeah, because right? in the TV show, he made it seem like he was attempting to come back.
I think he was attempting to come
back,
but
Westhead
realized... And
saw, like, hey, bro, you're really not healthy.
You're not healthy.
And then yeah. they said that Riley told Westhead to tell Bus.
Yeah.
And that happened.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, he was not healthy. It was not good for him. He couldn't...
Riley was being a snake.
Right. A little bit, but it was...
It was rightfully so.
He
though.
Was right.
Yeah.
So... And so now Riley is considered one of the all-time great coaches.
And GMs.
And one of the all-time great GMs. And he got his gig
luckily.
By being lucky.
Lucky. Look, they say half the battle is just being lucky
he
and
got,
being the right place.
He got
place.
Like 3 gigs by being lucky.
In the
he
right
got
place
the announcing
at the right
gig. He got the assistant coach gig.
And the head coaching
and
gig.
And then the head coaching gig.
Because
that's
Magic
next.
Liked him.
Because, well, yes. So that's where we saw he was working with Magic on the side. Westhead thought he was going behind his back.
Yep.
His, well, Magic's
which
he
kinda
knee kind of was, but his knee wasn't as good. But he needed a little boost, ego boost, if you can. Mm-hmm. So.
And that's when they trade Norm Nixon, right?
To the Clippers.
Yeah. And who do they get? Do they get Byron Scott? Is that who they get?
I thought Byron Scott was drafted.
He might have been. He might have been. Let's see. I need to look this up.
Well, you know who they don't have yet? Maybe this is who they got. James Worthy.
Oh, Worthy. Yeah. True. They might have traded for the draft picks and the draft rights.
So they want I don't remember any of this. They wanted David Thompson.
I didn't know that either. If they had got David Thompson, could have saved his career. But granted, he was on drugs bad. But if they could have saved him, that'd have been insane. They called my I'll never forget this. My English teacher when I was in high school knew I loved basketball and would always talk to me about David Thompson, the Skywalker.
Yes.
He was like, that dude could jump out of the gym.
And
it was
Paul Westhead didn't do it because some people told others about it.
Oh,
Paul Westhead didn't want to do the deal. He liked Norm.
Okay.
Norm ran his system better.
Yeah, Norm was the point guard.
And he eventually relented and said, do the deal. And somehow Magic, Jerry West told Magic, or told Buss, and Buss told Magic, just to get his blessing.
Okay, so I got it for you.
Okay.
Lakers ship Norm Nixon and Eddie Jordan in future second-round picks to the Clippers in exchange for Byron Scott and Swin Nader.
Oh, okay.
So it was Byron Scott.
Okay.
Okay. And I heard that even though we don't consider Byron Scott as like a star,
he's a pretty good player.
I was about to say.
He was really good. Now he's overshadowed because he's playing on a team with Magic, Worthy, and Kareem.
And not Jerry West, who the best white basketball players. Jerry West, Bird, who's the other one I'm thinking of? He has a bunch of sons, a bunch of twins. Barry?
John Barry. Oh, okay.
Rick Barry has been doing interviews lately, and he said the unsung member of that Showtime team, Byron Scott.
Sure.
Byron Scott would have been an all-star in today's game. That's what he said.
The unsung member is Michael Cooper.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
the unsung member. Because he's the lockdown defender.
True. Well, yeah, he was the outside shooter.
Yeah. Michael Cooper is really the lockdown defender.
Byron Scott would be an all-star today.
He wasn't an all-star. Would he be an all-star today?
I'm just telling you what Rick Barry said. Because of the way he scored, he said it's a lot more open today. Byron would have got to utilize his offensive abilities better.
How much more open can you be with Magic, Worthy, and Kareem on your team?
True.
Was anybody ever guarding Byron Scott?
True.
I mean, come on. I'm not buying that.
True.
I'm not buying that. Now, I'm not taking anything away from him. He was a really good basketball player. Could he have scored more if those guys weren't there? Maybe. But,
so he shot 43% from the field and... At that time, to shoot this percentage from three is really good.
What was it?
He shot 43 from three.
Well, he shot 43 from the field and 43 from field?
Okay, so no. From the field, he shot 53.
Oh,
from three, that's really he shot good, 43.
That's outstanding.
Yeah.
Those are really good numbers.
They said he was a
guard.
Rick Barry said he's a really good shooter. Yeah. And when you see these stats, I get what he means why he would have been better today shooting the three.
Well, he would have been better with less all-time greats on his team.
Yeah.
Right? I mean...
Like you said, he got more touches, more opportunities.
Was he the fourth option? Right?
Magic, Kareem, Worthy. Yeah, fourth option. And sometimes I would assume you might give it to Coop over him.
Was McAdoo end up on those teams?
Oh, yeah.
Right? He's coming off the bench.
I think so. Yep.
No. Kurt Rambis was not an option. He was just a defender.
No. Kurt Rambis was just there.
We're not getting hit. Well, we'll find... That'll be fun when we get to him. All right, let's take a timeout. We'll find out about the power slapping from our guy Jake Crane and what he thinks on college football.
Well, I'm excited for Bird to come into the show now.
Yeah,
it's about to get intense.
It's gonna be good. Dave Schultz, Lyndon Johnson. The Tuesday afternoon sports chat, 103.3 The Goat. A little misunderstanding. I can't
get her on the telephone. Download the free 103.3 The Goat app now. You've got mail and the very latest sports news now.
Did he say what I think he said?
103.3 The Goat.
Hey, Mark. I just stopped in to say hello and whoa, the phones are ringing off the hook. Safe to say business is going well?
Yeah. Word of mouth kept us afloat after we opened. Then there was a bit of a lull, but it finally feels like we've been getting a steady flow of new customers over the past few months.
What have you been doing? It definitely looks like it's working.
Thanks. We needed to be able to be found where people are searching. And today, that means being found online.
How'd you pull that off? Sounds pretty complicated.
No, it was easy. I went to townsquarelocal.com to see how many people are searching for my services in the area. Then, the experts at Townsquare helped build my online presence so my business could be found exactly when and where customers were looking.
That's amazing. Do you think they could help me, too?
Absolutely. Go to townsquarelocal.com to find out.
Go to townsquarelocal.com for a local customer analysis that will show you how many customers are searching for your services online. It's quick and easy. Get your business found online by visiting townsquarelocal.com today.
Dwight Andrus, a division of Hub International, is Louisiana's premier employee benefits and commercial insurance brokerage. Dwight Andrus can insure just about any risk that your business faces. Dwight Andrus specializes in the construction, healthcare, real estate, and hospitality industry. Chances are, you're probably already doing business with someone who does business with Dwight Andrus. Dwight Andrus, a division of Hub International, ask to speak with Harry Potter or Brant Etier. Visit them at DwightAndrusInsurance.com.
Kelley Blue Book is the one-stop shop for pricing, fixing, selling, and instant cash offering. Instant Cash Offer is exactly what it sounds like. An official offer to buy or trade your car. Woo-hoo! Just enter your VIN or license plate. Answer a few questions about your car's history and what kind of condition it's in. In minutes, you'll receive an offer to sell or trade your car that you can be sure is fair. Then choose a dealer to purchase your car and schedule a time to meet. For all of the it's, KBB.com.
Staples has big savings on everything you need for back to school or stocking up the office. Save on signs, banners, and posters from Staples Print and Marketing Services. Save on everything you need for travel, like luggage, tech, and travel-size personal items. Plus, save on all your school essentials, from notebooks to markers. Now at Staples, you can save even more with $20 back in rewards on your in-store purchase of $50 or more. Get everything for the office and the classroom for less at Staples. Ends 8/19. Redeemable in-store only. Rewards members only.
As a dentist, I know what my patients are saying. She says her gums have been bleeding. Is there anything you can do? Try Newcrest Gum Detoxify and Restore. It's professionally designed to start healing gums from day one.
Crest. I'm Shanola Hampton. I support the Feeding America Network of Food Banks because they help provide over 6 billion meals to people in need each year. Learn more at feedingamerica.org.
Thirsty for intelligent sports talk? Sounds like you need a little Gatorade. 103.3 The GOAT, the greatest sports talk of all time.
All right, Dave Schultz, Lyndon Burton on a Tuesday afternoon sports chat. We got Seth Everett coming on. He's got a podcast, Sports with My Friends. We'll talk Major League Baseball with him. I got to find out, because apparently Jake Crane at exactly this time last week was on a plane heading to Vegas for a power slapping competition. Why didn't I see you, David Cohn, and Blaine in the competition? What's up with that?
I'm not that desperate yet, Dave.
Yeah.
Not that desperate yet. It was a great time. I mean, if you get a chance to go to one of these things, they had a guy who's starting in the USFL, is about 6'4", 305, power slapping another guy about the same size, and I can kind of understand like what they used to go watch like in Gladiator at the Coliseum, just the visceral physicality. It's pretty wild.
Yeah, but at least in those cases, there's some defense. Here, there's just sticking your head out. Please give me a concussion.
Yeah, I mean, is there really defense when lions are popping out of the floor?
Well,
I mean, I don't know. But yeah, never seen CTE in the truest form.
Well, if you believe Gladiator, there's a sword or something like that, right? So, I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, like, that would have been pretty sweet, too, but I don't think they could have got away with it.
Right. All right, Jake Crane, Crane & Company, co-hosting it with Dave Cohn and his brother Blaine. All right, what are we thinking about these quarterback competitions? They seem to be wide open, but they seem not to be. Where are we with, like, Auburn? We were going in one direction, we may be going in another.
Well, you know, I think a little bit of it is coach speak. You know, propaganda is not just for politics. I mean, it's like we obviously see in college football a lot. As far as Auburn goes, I think it is going to be Peyton Thorne eventually. I mean, you have to remember, he wasn't here in the spring. This is the first time he's put on pads and run this system with new terminology, not only from a play call standpoint, but from a route combination standpoint, from a personnel grouping standpoint. You know, new cadence, things like that. So sometimes it takes a little longer, and you never know. I mean, I've kept saying I think Peyton Thorne's going to win the job, but I think Robbie Ashford is going to have a role in this system with what he can do with his legs. And if he's able to improve his intermediate passing game and throw like he did against Alabama and in spots last year, he's a lot more dangerous threat in this system than Peyton Thorne is. But I'd be shocked if Peyton Thorne didn't end up winning the job.
All right, your thoughts about Tuscaloosa?
Man, it's a lot of it is system, right? I don't think Jalen Milroe really fits a pro-style drop-back 12 personnel system that Saban wants to go back to, the bully ball, kind of what brought Bama up. I think it is going to come down between Ty Simpson and Tyler Buchner. From what I'm hearing, I do think Ty Simpson has a slight lead right now. Take that for what you will. But I'd be very surprised if Jalen Milroe won it. But either way, this is going to be a run-to-pass offense.
He is Jay Crane with Crane and Company. You can find it on YouTube, part of the Daily Wire Network. Any questions about what's going on at A&M?
I think it's going to be Connor Wegman. I wouldn't be shocked if Max Johnson transferred out of there in December when he's kind of eligible to do it. Wegman's the guy. I think A&M may be a little sneaky this year. I know A&M want that. The A&M fans want that 10-win, 11-win season, that breakout year. I do think the ceiling is 9-3, and then you look at 2024 with what they'll have coming back, even though they are older up front on both sides of the ball. But I like Connor. I think Connor's the guy that is, a little bit deceptive with his feet. He can, keep the play alive from inside the pocket, outside the pocket, scramble drill type things. But I really like his decision-making. Last year it really looked like he understood what he was looking at. And Bobby Petrino, man, you mix him with Jimbo Fisher, that's a pretty good quarterback development group.
It could blow up in their faces, though. Maybe that's what we're all hoping for. I mean, I don't know if I'm hoping for that. I'm looking for the entertainment portion of the show.
I don't think it's going to be a 5-7 season again. I don't think their floor is that low. I tell you what, that Miami game is massive. It never really comes down to one game, but you talk about a game that can spring you forward or step you back. Them going down there in the Sunshine State playing Miami in a year where Miami's going to be young but talented up front, that's going to be a big one. That first 3rd-and-7 call is going to be interesting, isn't it?
Well, that whole game there's a lot on that. That's another good one. We haven't spoken a lot about Miami. I know he's only been there for, what is it, a year, right? Or is this year? Yeah. This year, yeah. Number two. But, Jake, they were getting embarrassed last year. They were getting hammered last year. Yeah. Whereas Manny Diaz was losing barely, Mario Cristobal, I don't know if they quit on him. They switched quarterbacks a couple of times. Middle Tennessee State boat raced him. I mean, what was going on last year with Miami? What have you heard about that? Because Mario Cristobal is a good coach, right? He took Oregon into Ohio State and beat C.J. Stroud. One of us may have lost money on that. That's why I'm still bitter. So what do you hear about Miami?
I think he had to basically gut it. I think a lot of it was cultural. He got a lot of players out of there. Van Dyke really didn't live up to the hype last year. It kind of snowballed on him a little bit. I do like the way they've recruited up front. I mean, they've got NFL, future NFL guys that he brought in that are going to be young this year. It may not be the sexiest or flashiest year for Miami, but with what Mario's building, I think he is going to have a chance to compete with the big boys here in a couple years. But similar a little bit to what Billy Napier is going through at Florida, it's one thing to bring in talented personnel, and the transfer portal's helped kind of warp speed that. It's another thing to build culture and that toughness, and I think that's what he's in the process of doing. That takes a little more time. I think they're going to be fine down there.
He's Jake Crane, part of the Crane and Company on YouTube. You find it on the Daily Wire Network. All right, let's talk about this LSU team. Jaden Daniels is currently sitting right behind Caleb Williams for favorite for the Heisman, at least on FanDuel. He's at a plus 1,000. That is second best odds you got. What are you thinking about this LSU football team? Because it seems like, I don't know if it's too much too soon, but obviously they surprised people by hanging on to beat Alabama. They did, have a stinker against A&M, but then they had a great bowl game, and there's a lot expected of this LSU football team.
Well, I mean, you look at what they return. That's why I'm shocked that, and look, I know there's a lot of Alabama writers that go to SEC Media Day, and I know that Alabama does play LSU at home, but I was shocked to see, Alabama pick to win the West with all the question marks they have at pretty important spots, while LSU returns their quarterback, four or five offensive linemen, including two future NFL offensive tackles. Their top two leading touchdown pass catchers, a legitimate tight end room, a legitimate stable of backs. You add Mason Smith, who I think is going to be a top five pick in the NFL draft back. He got hurt against Florida State, actually celebrating a big play last year. They did a really good job in the transfer portal in replacing some pass rushers. And they got Oppenheimer there at linebacker and Harold Perkins. And I'm never worried about LSU in the back end. I was surprised to see not only them ranked behind Alabama coming out of SEC Media Days in the West, but behind a team like Ohio State that has some question marks, who I don't think is going to win their own division. And they've got a couple interesting games that we're going to see here against Notre Dame and across the board late, including a trip to Wisconsin. Do not sleep on that game either. Do not sleep on Luke Fickell in Wisconsin with what they brought in, including Phil Longo at OC, Tanner Mordecai at quarterback. I think LSU, as crazy as it sounds, being ranked sixth in the coaches and AP poll, maybe being slept on from a national championship perspective as well, because this team is going to be better than last year's team. We'll know pretty soon. They play Florida State week one.
Yeah, you'll get it. We'll get another good game. I saw the end of that game. I kind of forgot how it all ended last year with a fumble on the goal line. Florida State's going to make it a 2-score game. LSU goes down, no problems, and then gets the field goal or the extra point blocked. Right, were you one of the guys, Chris Marler, Vern Funquist, on X, I guess we're calling it now, your hot take was Alabama's going to have three losses and finish third?
We haven't done our predictions yet. You know, okay. When I look at Alabama this year, kind of my comment was I think there's spectrum on result, which, you know, I think they could finish anywhere from 12-0 to 9-3 when you look at you know, kind of the transition they're going through offensively. Not that they don't have great personnel. Obviously, Alabama recruits at a very high level. But when's the last time Alabama had to replace a left tackle and a quarterback in a transition system year? You lose Will Anderson Jr., who I know he didn't have the numbers like everybody thought he was going to have last year, but there's a reason for that. Teams tried to take him away. I love Dallas Turner, but there's some young guys, especially in that secondary that I'm watching at Bama. I think, you know, the spectrum on where they could finish is as wide as it's been in a while. So I find that, you know, pretty fascinating. I think it's a great storyline, and sleeping on Nick Saban is not a good business to be in, but there's, right, you know, if this year's team was a version of Batman, they'd be the Riddler.
It's not so much sleeping on Nick Saban. It's just that the guys that they had from, like, going back like three seasons ago, the guys that they got aren't better. Right? That, you know, I know they have Dallas Turner. Chris Braswell's good. Saw Deontay Lawson play high school football. Saw Kool-Aid McKinstry, you know, go both ways in a high school championship game. They've obviously got some supreme talent, but I'm not sure that they have a Devontae Smith, a Henry Ruggs III, you know, Jerry Judy. They just don't have these guys.
Yeah. Well, yeah, and again, that they're trying to go back to that bully ball mentality, right, that got Bama – you know, because them used to have a monopoly on the offensive line and the defensive line.
Right.
At any point in the game, when it was third and two, they could line it up, run it, and get it. When I knew they were running it, you knew they were running it, God knew they were running it, everybody knew they were running it, and then they could take you out of your element defensively. There's some teams that have kind of caught up to them a little bit there. Now, I think Nick Saban wants to get that intimidation factor back, but that's not just a light switch you turn on. I'm wondering, you know, speaking about knowing early, that game against Texas week two, we're going to know if they're because, look, I'm going to tell you, Texas on that front seven on defense, this isn't Texas in the past where they're the Harlem Globetrotters, score a lot of points and try and hold on.
Yeah, I've been saying they're going to lose that game for a year, again, based on what Alabama loses, not even so much on Texas, although in this case, Quinn Ewers is the experienced quarterback compared to what Alabama has, despite it being in Tuscaloosa.
Well, I mean, Dave, is the Texas quarterback going to make it to halftime in this game? I mean, it's
right.
I don't know what. You know, I don't know what, you know, bat signal that gets put up in the sky. See how many Batman references I can use in one interview. But it seems they can't make it to halftime when it's going good.
Right. All right. A couple more questions for Jake Crane, Crane and Company. All right. So obviously I don't think there was a whole lot of difference between the AP and the coaches poll for the top 10. Give me a team not in the top 10 that you think can make a run to the playoffs.
Man, I think Wisconsin is as crazy as that sounds.
Okay.
You know, some people are like, oh, Wisconsin, they're going to be good up front on both sides of the ball. They don't play Michigan. They're in the Big Ten West. I think they could end up being, outside of that Ohio State game, look at that schedule and tell me a game they're not going to be favored in. Mm. I think they could be possibly be 11-1 going into a Big Ten championship game against possibly an undefeated Michigan that may be looking forward to not blowing it in the playoff again. Don't be shocked if Luke Fickell and them kind of, you know, put the magic together and you know, get everybody from Slytherin together and be able to make a run.
Yeah, paying attention to some of these schedules. So I do Lockdown Sun Belt. I appreciate your help with the spreading the word with that. So Old Dominion starts off with Virginia Tech, then they host the Cajuns, and then they get Wake Forest. They're already on a 6-game losing streak. They could easily be on a 9-game losing streak. Now I'm seeing Tulane's starting schedule. They start off with not quite as bad. South Alabama, then Ole Miss, and then Southern Miss, and Southern Miss beat them last year in Tulane. So Tulane had this great season last year. Some of these schedules are not very easy to begin the season.
No, and I tell you what, they better not overlook the Jaguars in that first game.
I'm with
going into hosting what's going to be a mega matchup in week two. Look, I tell you another team, James Madison, man.
Mm.
That's another team that to me, I don't think we've talked enough about. You know, it's hard moving up divisions and having success. I mean, James Madison just didn't walk through the door. They kicked it down.
They did.
So, the Sun Belt to me, I think you can make a case, and I want to give credit to Will Hall and Southern Miss. I mean, they probably have the hardest schedule in the world next year.
They do.
But I think what he's done out there has been unbelievably impressive. And the Sun Belt, if you love football, and we talk about MACtion and all that stuff's great, the Sun Belt is what they've done in that conference, and I know from personal experience, and you know that,
right.
What they have done in the Sun Belt is so impressive, and that is not a walk in the park. And I think it's one of the conferences that have made the most out of this conference expansion that nobody was talking about before the big dogs started moving conferences.
I think you need to take a trip to Hancock Whitney Stadium is what I think you need to do.
Look, I mean, I'll know where to go get some good food. I promise you that.
Yeah, there's no doubt about that. What is coming up on Crane and Company?
Man, we're talking everything college football. We're absolutely immersed in it. NFL as well. Obviously, a lot of quarterbacks debuting in the preseason, including, you know, poor Bryce Young and that offense. Oh, my goodness. That offensive line for the Panthers, they couldn't block somebody on Facebook if they wanted to. Good luck to him. Man, we've got Tim Brando coming on tomorrow. We released our preseason top 25. You know, it's preseason polls or whatever. But we're making our predictions conference by conference, day by day next week, starting with the ACC on Monday. We have live calls and a live chat live from 6:30 a.m. to 8 a.m. Central. If you enjoy, you know, just talking ball, just come hang out with us. I promise you'll like it.
He is Jake Crane, Crane and Company on YouTube, part of the Daily Wire Network. Really appreciate the time, Jake. I presume you had a great time
always,
in Vegas?
Man. Oh, dude, it was a blast. I actually ended up making good in blackjack, which I can't believe I'm going to say that. I probably won't go back for 5 years. But, it was a great time. And Dana White and UFC, they were fantastic.
I appreciate the time, Jake. We'll talk again next week.
Always, buddy. See ya.
All right.
Solid.
Really good.
Yeah.
Right? Maybe we'll do a little bit more Sun Belt because I think, you know, there are some teams. And then who, I guess he talked about Southern Miss's schedule. Southern Miss has Florida State. Southern Miss has Florida State, Tulane, and Mississippi State.
Yeesh. Talk about
not
a
to
hard
mention,
group of teams.
Not to mention South Alabama, the Cajuns and Troy.
Oof.
Oh, man, oh, man, right? So that's the latest episode of Lockdown Sun Belt was expectations and reality. And basically the reality, I think in this case for Southern Miss, the reality is closer to what the expectations are. They're breaking in a new quarterback. Will Hall's in his third year. They know the system. They'll probably be pretty good defensively. They got to cut down on the turnovers. And maybe they can go 7-5. And then if that's beating Tulane,
uh-huh.
If they beat Tulane and can beat either, you know, all these games are on the road, Troy, South Alabama, and the Cajuns, if they get one of those, they go 8-4. But they're really looking at 6-6, 7-5. And then the next year, when the Cajuns are breaking in a new quarterback, and when South Alabama has all their redshirt seniors and maybe juniors leaving, uh-huh. That's a huge turnover. And we'll see what Troy does. All their experienced guys will be turn it
is
over.
It be Southern Miss and the Cajuns battling
that's
it out?
When, well, the Cajuns will be breaking in a new quarterback themselves. So that could
true.
Be the Zion Chris season. So it'll be an interesting year next year for Southern Miss. But You know, I'm hoping that they still go to a bowl game. Well, they're still hoping that they, you know, can get 6 or 7 wins. But it's going to be work. So they got a really tough schedule. All right, let's take a timeout. Any way you want it, that's the way you need it. Any way you want
it. Dave Schultz, Lyndon Burton.
5 o'clock. We got Seth Everett. We'll talk Major League Baseball. All right. Who's the best player on the Braves and who's going to win MVP?
Mm-hmm.
Back after this, Dave Schultz, Lyndon Burton, 103.3 The Goat.
Price deals are back at SeizeTheDeal.com. This is your opportunity to buy gift certificates for half price. There's a limited amount for sale, so when they're gone, they're gone. This week, get a $25 certificate to La Pizzeria Lafayette for only $12.50. La Pizzeria Lafayette makes more than just pizza. They make authentic Italian cuisine. Their menu features a variety of dishes, including specialty pizza, calzones, pasta, salad, sandwiches, and more. And for the health conscious, they have gluten-free and low-carb options. All of their items are made to order with fresh and locally sourced ingredients, so you can enjoy your meal knowing that La Pizzeria only serves the best. See the full menu at eatatlapizzeria.com for menu details. Grab lunch or dinner at your new favorite pizzeria with this $25 gift certificate to La Pizzeria Lafayette on Ambassador Caffrey. These go on sale this coming Friday beginning at 6 a.m. Remember, there's a limited number available. SeizeTheDeal.com. Half off deals. Get yours soon.
Every piece of land has a story. The upshot's right theirs with a John Deere 1 Series tractor they call Penny.
When your project comes up, you have to just jump in and figure out what is it going to take.
From front loader to backhoe, the upshot's have the tools to DIY all day long. Run with us on a 1 Series tractor and start telling your story. Get $1,000 off a 1025R tractor and 0% APR fixed rate for 60 months. For additional cost information, please call toll-free 855-633-2315.
A Rottweiler named Whiskey, with hours to live, brought back to full health. A terrier named Snoopy, paralyzed in all four legs, who ran and played again within months. These dogs are known as Marty's Miracles. Dogs brought back to health by Dr. Marty Goldstein.
I've helped countless dogs thrive with one simple concept. Your dog needs a high meat diet similar to what their ancestors ate in the wild.
Called the Miracle Worker by Forbes magazine, he's now created a premium dog food for you called Nature's Blend. It's the easiest way to support your dog's easy digestion, nourished skin, playful energy, and most importantly, their healthy, full life. For a limited time, save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get free premium dog treats. Go to drmartypets.com/deal or text DEAL to 511-511. Text DEAL to 511-511.
I'm so confident your dog will love it. Your order is backed with a 90-day guarantee.
All pets are unique. Your pet's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
If it wasn't for goats, we wouldn't have coffee. Look it up.
I'm going to get some coffee. You want some coffee?
No, thank you. I'm fine.
And the best sports talk in Acadiana. 103.3 The Goat.
All right, Dave Schultz, Lyndon Burton on a Tuesday afternoon sports chat. We asked Chris Gordy about any serious injuries. He talked about the wide receiver in South Carolina, but apparently a redshirt sophomore defensive lineman, Justice Boone, at Florida is out with an ACL injury. Not great for Billy Napier's
program. Yeah. Program.
All right. So today was not a great day to begin with. Thought I lost my car keys, which is connected to my apartment key.
Yeesh.
And my biggest paranoid thing is,
taking a walk with my keys, locking the door behind me, and then dropping the key because I take the phone out or something like that.
Mm.
So I'm ready to leave at 9 to come to work.
Can't do it.
And I can't find my keys. I walked another 2 miles. So hashtag always a bright side.
Jeez.
Maybe lose another half a pound. Had to come back, shower again, Ubered over here. The place where I was going to go pick up a copy of my key is actually on the way over here. They gave me the wrong address, so I can't find it.
Mm.
So I'm dripping again. Come in here, take the ESPN van or truck to go get a copy of the key. Found my key under the couch.
Oh, no.
Thank God. I looked under the couch. I took a broom to take it under the couch.
You did the man looking.
What's the man looking?
So this is what my girlfriend and a lot of women have told me, more than just her. Her mom, my mom, friends of mine who are girls.
Right.
They're like, men don't know how to look for things. They call it men looking.
Men looking.
Yeah, we don't know how to look, and we basically, things will be in front of our, like, right where we expect it to be.
Sure.
We'll look everywhere,
that happens
don't
every
find
now and
it,
then.
And
right.
then we'll go back and then find it. Men looking. That happens to me all the time. I know, and I,
all right.
and I deny it.
I looked under the couch.
Okay.
I took a broom under the couch.
I get it.
All right, I did that before I came. I'm like, all right, maybe it's under the couch, right? I moved the couch.
It was there.
It was there.
Look,
are
I'm
you telling
you.
Me a woman's moving the couch to find the keys?
That's what they say.
That. I ain't buying that.
Men looking, man. Men
so
looking.
So it's not right in front of your face.
Yo, wait. Look, call in 269-1077. Let us know if men looking is a real thing.
All right. I understand what you're saying, but in this case, they wouldn't have found the key. Now, I've had the key. So my little protein shaker, right? The cover was covering the keys one time. That happened.
Okay.
That was on my kitchen thing. The keys usually only in 1 of 3 spots, and it was not.
Look, Dave, I'm just letting you know the women would have moved the sofa.
I don't believe that for a second. I don't believe it. They may have looked underneath it better, but I don't believe they would have moved the sofa. All right, let's talk some college baseball when, or not some college baseball, you some Major League Baseball, sorry. When we come back, Seth Everett, podcast Sports with Friends on 103.3 The GOAT.
If it wasn't for goats, we wouldn't have coffee. Look it up.
I'm gonna get some coffee. You want some coffee?
No, thank you. I'm fine.
And the best sports talk in Acadiana. 103.3 The GOAT.
Hey, just stop by to say hello, and my gosh, look how busy it is in here. How'd you get all these customers?
Yeah, this month has been a record breaker. You know, for a long time, we had decent business coming in by word of mouth, but we weren't growing. Lately, though, a lot of folks have been finding us online, and that's made all the difference.
That's terrific. I wish I could figure out how to do that with my shop, but I have no idea where to start.
Just do what I did. It's not as hard as you think. Go to mylocalcustomers.com to see exactly how many searches there are for businesses just like yours.
Okay, then what?
Well, if you see there are a good number of clients searching in our area, you'll also get some suggestions for the best way to get their attention.
Do you think there are a lot of people searching for my business?
Only one way to find out. Go to mylocalcustomers.com. It's quick, easy, and free. Go to mylocalcustomers.com for a free local customer analysis that will show you how many customers are searching online for your type of business. It's quick, easy, and free. Visit mylocalcustomers.com. That's mylocalcustomers.com.
At Lofton, we're in the business of matching hard workers with some of the most sought-after employers in the Lafayette area. To Lofton, you're more than just another employee. We care about your interests, and we can help match you with a company that needs your skills. You can complete an application, schedule an interview, and even browse jobs by simply going to lofton.jobs. That's lofton.jobs. We also offer an unlimited $100 referral bonus. At Lofton, we put people to work. lofton.jobs.
Happy 62nd birthday, Granddad.
Thanks, sweetheart.
I got you this.
A mug. Oh, thank you. What does it say? Beware. If you are 60 or older, you may be at increased risk of hospitalization from RSV, respiratory syncytial virus, compared to adults younger than 60.
Not all dangers come with warning labels. Talk to your pharmacist or doctor about getting vaccinated against RSV today. Learn more at bewareofrsv.com. Brought to you by Pfizer.
The mission of Paralyzed Veterans of America is clear. Accessibility. Veterans who have served and sacrificed the best of themselves deserve access to the best our country has to offer. Access to meaningful employment. Access to the veterans' benefits they've earned. Accessible homes and vehicles. And access to every part of their communities. With PVA staff working inside VA hospitals, no other veterans organization has provided more real-time, ongoing support for paralyzed veterans and their families. PVA is proud to serve veterans across all branches, all generations, and all conflicts. Our nation's heroes fought for your independence. Join PVA in fighting for theirs at pva.org. 103.3.